our assignment for this morning was to bring something, bring what seeking first the kingdom of heaven means to us, and also a few things that might distract us from that. And what I think seeking the kingdom first is just putting that as the number one priority in my life, and not letting things from work or day-to-day life get in the way of that. And I think that's one thing that can be distracting, is just getting involved in our own projects and not thinking of others and not thinking enough about following the Lord.
In Matthew chapter 6, verses 27 through 34, it talks about all the things that we need, like food and clothing, but then at the end it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God." And I think that means that we need that seeking the kingdom of God is more important than any of the other worldly needs. And when it comes to making decisions, we need to base it off of that. And some things that can hinder us might be if we're seeking worldly gain or just focusing on gaining riches and stuff like that.
To seek first of the kingdom of God, I don't think you really have to lock yourself in your room for 72 hours reading the Bible or something, but I think it should be something that's just at the forefront of your mind and all your actions and decisions that you make every day, just to be thinking about if you're seeking God's will the whole time. And I think anything could be detrimental to that, whether it's, you know, music, money, and anything that could draw you away from that. You just gotta be careful.
I think, yeah, kind of along the lines of what Jaden said there, that means we should, you know, make our plans, you know, to try to be doing for sure what God wants instead of just what we want. And yeah, I think the world, you know, if we look at the world too much and get slowly, you know, more like them, you know, that can be definitely a real, could lead us astray. I think being careful with, you know, what we allow ourselves to do, and you know, make sure that we realize when we're getting too carried away with something.
Got a verse in Matthew 6, verse 33. "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And one hindrance to seeking first the kingdom of God would be like getting tied up in the world and wanting to get this, our place on earth, all nice and just how we like it. But then we need to just focus on the kingdom of God, and God will give us everything we need.
What I think it means to seek first the kingdom of God is to look for the true way of life that God wants us to live and what Jesus taught us. And one thing that turned a rich young ruler away from the kingdom of God was pride and riches. And so it's good to just keep from that and just always remember to put God first.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3. pride is a hindrance, but when you're poor and you're poor in spirit, and that really helps.
Seek after Jesus and his righteousness, because nothing else matters.
What I think means to seek first the kingdom of God is to do what pleases God. What can stop me from pleasing God is selfishness.